Shepherd. He is professor and head of the Cost and Value Group at the Heller School of Social Policy and Management at Brandeis University. Elizabeth Glaser is an MA and ASCRN. Is a doctoral candidate at the Heller School. Dr. Shepherd is principal investigator, and Ms. Glaser is a project manager for an economic evaluation of new malaria prevention techniques in Kenya and Tanzania, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So please, let's have Dr. Shepherd and Elizabeth Glaser.
Thanks very much. My colleague, Ms. Glaser, will do the first part of the presentation, and I'll do the second.
So this is insecticide treated wall liner, and it's looking at specifically the cost effectiveness of this as a tool for malaria prevention. So this is the entire team. It's a group from Brandeis, from the Kenya Medical Research Institute, a colleague from Mzumbe University in Tanzania, and then the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, specifically the malaria branch. So insecticide-treated nets are sort of the baseline right now for prevention, and they're good, but they're not totally all the prevention that we need. Long-life insecticide-treated nets have contributed to substantial reductions in malaria, but still mosquitoes bite at other times, and they're not used consistently, and we know that. In school-age children, we're finding are especially vulnerable. They may be up late at night or arise early in the morning. In the household, the nets may be used for younger siblings. So the older school-age children, they're not sleeping under a net, even though there may be some protection because there is a net in the house. They're not getting as much as they could benefit from. So our objective was to see, are supplements to ITN cost-effective? And one is IRS, which is being used and well-established. And another is a new technology that's not yet out on the market, which is the insecticide-treated wall liner. So it's a mesh-like textile. It's impregnated with deltamethrin. That was for the purposes of the study. Their product had the pyrethroids. And it's affixed to the walls or sleeping areas. So, for example, you could hang it like a tapestry, and it's secured with nails or plastic washers, so you can use it in households that are mud walls, mud huts, particularly in the areas where we were doing the research. And our setting is in Lake Victoria in Kenya. So we were looking at a cluster randomized trial, doing the evaluation retrospectively. We were building on a trial by a team at CDC and KEMRI, headed by John Givnig. So they looked at the wall liner as an adjunct to the ITN versus ITN alone. Our additional study we're going to talk about, we also looked at IRS that was operationalized in adjacent districts. So this is in Nyanza Province, Kenya, and it has intense perennial transmission. So there's year-round transmission, although there are seasonal peaks where there can be higher intensity. This was the original study that we did the economic analysis on. So the efficacy study paired 12 villages. It was a cluster randomized trial. So six clusters, and then you have your treatment, which has the bed net and the wall liner, and then you have the villages that had bed nets only. And they were paired. They had one common health center that they would use, so there was no difference in where they were getting their health care, and those are the purple crosses. And then an additional study we're going to talk about, an analysis we did, also looked at the attendance in the primary schools to see whether children may have benefited by the wall liner. So the black dots are the primary schools that we looked at. So the within the villages, they enrolled almost 1,600 children from ages 6 months to 11 years. And the adjusted protected efficacy of that study was that children under 5 years, there was a 31% reduction in incidence of malaria over a six-month period. However, in older children, there was a 42% reduction and 38% overall. So, you know, it's possible that one thing was, as we were saying, that not all older children are using the bed nets. So now Professor Shepherd's going to take over.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth, for setting the context. So these are the three questions that our study addresses. First, is ITWL a cost-effective supplement to ITN? As we'll see, it's a new product, relatively expensive, and is it worth the money? Second, an additional piece, and Elizabeth had a major role in this component, does ITWL improve school attendance, an additional benefit? And then is ITWL a cost-effectiveness supplement compared to IRS? The methods for question one on the cost-effectiveness studies inevitably involve combining data from multiple sources. And so for this question, we did micro-costing, looking at all of the inputs for wall liner, the materials, the labor, the transport, et cetera. For the effectiveness part, the trial that Elizabeth mentioned lasted for about 6 months, and then we modeled that to look at the longer-term impact of this based on trial results of published studies. On school attendance, the data was looking at the registers of the teachers in the schools in the area for the term prior to the trial, which was term one, and the term after the trial, which was term three, to see if the intervention children from the intervention villages dropped their attendance or improved attendance more. And then for the cost effectiveness of ITWL compared to IRS, again, we did micro-costing of the IRS. We modeled the effectiveness from the trial in literature, again, using literature in the Kenya census. So here are some of the results on cost. If you look at the bottom, the ITWL is a capital item with a one-time cost, and the cost is quite a bit higher. The IRS is an annual process that lasts for just a few months each year. We're guessing the ITWL may last about 4 years. So even if you take this and divide by four, it's somewhat more expensive, but we'll see there are some advantages to it. And the material, which is made at a factory in Vietnam for this trial, is about half of that cost. To look at the results, the IRS just lasts for 1 year. And so if you look at the reduction in malaria infections, combined with literature information from the literature on the mortality and the projected life expectancy, you get about 2.3 discounted years gained per 100 people protected. For the ITWL, which is this curved red line, depends on how long the protection will last. If it lasts as for 4 years, as is projected, then cumulatively there'd be 13.3 discounted life years gained, and it goes up almost proportionally to the length of time that this product would last. The cost effectiveness is the cost of a program in relationship to the effectiveness. So if we take this cost, and the bigger the number we divide, the lower the cost effectiveness. And in cost effectiveness analysis, low numbers are good. They represent the cost of buying 1 year of good health, and the lower that cost, the better the economic value and the better this product is. To interpret this, the Macroeconomic Commission on Health of the World Health Organization has set recommended two criteria. The upper one, this green line, is something that is considered cost-effective if it's less than three times the per capita GDP. And for Kenya, at this time, that represents $2,384. And then it's considered highly cost-effective if it's less than one time the per capita GDP, which was $795 in Kenya. And so we see that the IRS meets that criterion, and would be highly cost effective. And the wall liner meets that criterion as long as the product lasts for 2.2 years. And if it lasts as 4 years, as is projected in this endemic area, then it is below that threshold. The results on school attendance are shown here. The baseline level of absenteeism in this area was 9.05%, and the net impact that was derived from regression analysis of the children from the two groups of school was a 3.96% reduction in absenteeism. Relatively, that's 49% of the baseline level, or 7.52 more days of school attendance per child per school year. So as we pull this together, the ITWL has several advantages. The initially is expensive, but the price is expected to drop with scale-up. It's easier to implement. IRS people need to wear masks and gloves because they're spraying nasty chemicals around. They need special training. The IRS is simply tacking this stuff up the wall, so it's not harmful. Somebody could be taught to do it themselves, and it doesn't need this recurrent activity. Doing it once would last for 4 years. For both ITWL and IRS, there's a challenge that mosquitoes are crafty, so to speak, and they become resistant to insecticides. So new insecticides may need to be used in the wall liner in the future. For both parts, the limitations. We had results just for one short time period and then needed modeling to project the longer-term results. The IRS and ITWL were done in different districts. The school registers that performed for that part of the analysis were based on the records that teachers maintained for their administrative needs, and there inevitably were gaps where the teachers hadn't carefully marked down the attendance for every child for every day. To address some of these questions, a three-arm study is now starting in Tanzania that will compare bed nets alone, IRS, bed nets plus IRS, and bed nets plus the wall liner, all in the same area with a randomized design and with a 18-month follow-up. So we'll have direct data for a lot of things where this study needed to use some assumptions. So to conclude, we found that IRS was a highly cost-effective supplement to insecticide-treated nets. ITWL was also highly cost-effective, provided it provides protection for at least 2.2 years. And both of these are supplements, so the regular use of insecticide-treated nets must be continued despite the use of IRS. If people had a false sense of security, the benefits could be reduced or eliminated. So I want to acknowledge the sponsor of this, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that are supporting the cost-effectiveness analysis. A number of our colleagues at Kemri and at Brandeis and at the Centers for Disease Control. There's an online version that has the references that we've cited that you can download or write us, and here are our email addresses.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you.